my first trip to the site, I found two more eroding out of the bank. So that made seven for sure, maybe eight, because there was some more bone there that I couldn't explain. So when we went back out and started working, it was in a few weeks we had a total of about, counting the first five that had come out, we probably had 10, I mean, just in a very short period of time. And so we continued to work, and just volunteers, student help, no money, zero. So I went to the Cooper Foundation, Jerry Cartwright, and I said, Jerry, we've got a real possible extraordinary site out here. I'd like for you to be a part of it. That was my usual ploy. And he later was to say that I was the only one that ever got money from him to dig a hole in the ground and then get money from him to fill it up. But Jerry was a special guy. And he was very astute. He saw advantages where a lot of other people would to the community. And as we continued to work there, he gave me small grants, and I say that because our costs were primarily revolved around preserving the animals and diesel for the backhoe and equipment. Tools. But I'd get a $10,000 or $12,000 grant from him every once in a while, and I finally was able to put Ralph Vincent on a small stipend or payroll. And Ralph, every time I'd run out of money, I'd tell Ralph, "Look, Ralph, I can't pay you next week." He said, "Oh, don't worry about it." And Ralph kept working, whether he was paid or not. And at one point in time, I figured up how many hours he had put in out there, and it was 14.